Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. And we begin with the Champions League, or the UCL, as some people write it down on a piece of paper, including me, actually, where Tottenham Hotspurs drew with Sporting Lisbon at the Hotspurs Stadium. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
Harry Kane has surely just won this game for Tottenham. So often their hero, and he has done it again. And surely now, Tottenham are going through to the last 16.
He's just waiting for that signal from VAR. He looks behind the ball, doesn't he? Are they looking for any part of his body that's offside? It's been ruled out. It's been ruled out. Spurs are incensed. They cannot believe it. Wow. That's as tight as a decision for offside as I've ever seen. Conte's been sent off, he's been shown red.
You can take this type of decision with a top team in an important game. I'd like to see if De Vier is so brave to take this decision. I repeat, unfair decision, because the ball is in front of Kane. Sorry, but I'm really upset, because sometimes you can accept the situation. Sometimes I think that is not good, because I don't see honesty in this type of situation. And when I don't see this, I become really, really upset.
When it comes to the offside rule, the direction of the pass is irrelevant. A ball passes forwards, lateral, even backwards, can be offside. What's important is the receiving player's position when the ball is passed. Now, Kane was offside. Right, you can't deny
he's
that
not.
He's in an offside position.
He's not.
He James. Is.
He's not.
He is.
Royale is in line with him.
But that's irrelevant.
Royale jumps. Royale. He heads it across. And if you're in line with that player, you're not offside.
But Royale can't play him onside. That's the problem. No. Kane was in an offside position. It, left
it's
Royale's
irrelevant.
Head.
If the ball goes across the goal, if you're in line with that player, you're onside.
Oh,
and
behind.
Royale's jumped. I'm telling you, they've got it wrong.
No,
I'm telling you now. Like, VAR has got it wrong.
Jay, it's where the ball is, not where his foot is.
It's where the ball is.
So it says, what's important is the receiving player's position when the ball is passed. If the ball is passed, the receiving player is nearer to the opposition goal line than both the ball and the second last opponent is offside. That's it there.
Talking gibberish.
No, that's it there.
Talking gibberish.
Jay, the angle that you see is, you see an angle from behind.
Yeah, it's behind. Faint, Stanny. Thank you.
It's not even up with play. It's behind. They've got to see where the ball is. The ball doesn't even show if it's in line or not. It's completely behind play. So there's no camera angle that shows directly in line with the play.
But isn't it all automated?
That's why it's taken them 4 minutes to do it. But are they guessing? Is it a guess that they're...
It looks like they're guessing to me. It's a shambles.
Kane's foot is offside. You can't argue with that.
Jamie, I've been going to Spurs for years. Now, come on, mate. Let's really be honest here. And now, I'm not a Conte out man, but he's got to get us full spot and or a trophy this season. Otherwise, I cannot keep watching this football. It is boring. That first half, we were absolutely dreadful.
The full-time whistle is blown and it's job done for Liverpool. The six-time European champions are into the knockout stages again. And in the end, there was never any doubt for Jurgen Klopp.
Qualifying for the knockout stages, I think nobody ever should take for granted. It's really difficult. We did that again, which is a big achievement in itself, in a game. which started up obviously really, really tricky for us because Ajax, and that makes the victory in the end even sweeter because Ajax is a really good team. And we beat them twice, very important. And today, the first half an hour, maybe 35 minutes, I don't know exactly how, they were the better team. Then we scored our goal, and you can see what the goal, how that can open pretty much everything, because the next situation was, and the goal was already brilliant, but the next situation was a sensational football moment. Unfortunately, we hit the post there. Half time, we had a lot of good moments to show as well and try to continue on that pathway, and then score the two goals and control the game, which is really good and difficult to reach. And now we are really happy about going to the last, what is it, 16 or what? Yeah, great.
Rangers will attempt to get their first points or points against Ajax at Ibrox next Tuesday. Bizarrely, and it is bizarre, they could still arithmetically pip the Dutch to third place. They won't, however. Finished in Italy, Napoli 3, Rangers 0.
Barcelona knew before kickoff that they were not going to make it through to the knockout stages. But Bayern Munich came here and just rubbed salt into the wound anyway. Barcelona 0, Bayern Munich 3.
Now, Conor Benn has voluntarily relinquished his licence to box, the British Boxing Board have confirmed. Benn's fight with Chris Eubank Jr. earlier this month was called off after he tested positive for a banned substance. Former European champion Spencer Oliver reacted to the news on Drive.
He would have been standing for a lengthy ban, let's put it that way, right? But if he couldn't prove his innocence, he was looking at 4 to 6 years ban. So he's obviously decided to relinquish it before getting that ban, because obviously he was struggling to prove his innocence. That's from what I'm reading. But the boxing board will say, well, you know, we wouldn't allow him to box now for 4 to 6 years anyway. So it's not like he's going to be able to come back in a year and say, I want to get my license now. That's gone away, because it's not as simple as that. We know what the drug is, right? And it's not contaminated meat. It's not put in a protein shake. Where we've had other fighters in the past saying, you know, it's been contaminated meat, or, you know, I took it in a protein shake, I didn't know what I was taking. This is a woman's fertility drug. Right. And we know what that does. It increases testosterone levels. It can be a masking agent for a course of steroids to rebalance the hormones, etc. So it's not a good thing. Do you know what I mean? And you have to administrate that yourself.
Earlier on TalkSport, an exclusive interview on Breakfast Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn has said this in support of Conor Benn.
And in this situation, someone said the other day that sometimes when you fail a drugs test, it's not innocent till proven guilty, it's guilty till proven innocent. And I get that, do you know what I mean? But also, I've been through this process before with other fighters, and I know the results of these tests, and I'll be honest with you, it doesn't really make sense, but his case has to be heard, and everybody deserves a chance to have their case to be heard. And when you hear from him this week, you can't make your decisions based on what comes out of his mouth and the look in his eye, but... You know, this is a very compelling argument, and this is a kid that ultimately had the biggest fight and biggest opportunity of his life. He implemented additional testing into this process. He knew he was going to get tested 7, 8, 9 times over a 10 or 11 week period. There is no escape in this situation.
Now, staying with Hearn, he also revealed he's not that bothered that Anthony Joshua is not fighting Tyson Fury, with the Gypsy King set to take on Derek Chisora in December on TalkSport. Yeah, I wouldn't be bothered either if I was missing out on £250 million. Yeah, I'd get that money another way.
We were given a deadline, you know, by Tyson Fury, who said, I need to know today because I want to decide who I'm fighting. 4 weeks later, he announced his fight with Derek Chisora. And whilst we were negotiating with AJ, he was also negotiating with Derek Chisora. So he was allowed those extra 3 or 4 weeks, but we weren't. But listen, I'm not saying it's their fault, it's mine. It's probably a little bit of everybody's fault, but it's a very complex situation for both teams, especially with TV networks. And listen as well, I don't mind saying, AJ's just coming off a defeat. He would have had to get back in the gym. He wanted December 17. We agreed to December 3rd. He would have had to got back in the gym immediately, which he was going to do. I don't sit here today, honestly, as someone who represents Anthony Joshua, devastated that that fight didn't happen, because he wanted to take it. So I'm all in.
Now, Erik ten Hag has been speaking ahead of Man United against Sheriff. Tough game that. Tonight in the Europa League. Big competition, that one. ETH, or Hagi, as I like to call him, was insistent that he did not want to talk too much about Ronaldo. So here's ten Hag talking about Ronaldo.
I think we said everything. We answered all the questions. So he was out for one game, and now he's back in the squad as usual.
You say you answered all the questions, obviously, but I'm going to ask again, sorry.
So you don't have to do, because I will not answer anymore. So all the questions, I think everything we covered last week, everything we explained. We have to focus on the game tomorrow. We have an important game because we want to be number one in the group. Let's focus on that.
I was the only question we asked about the return, about his return to sort of training and that kind of thing. How is that when a senior player?
What I say, I don't have to do it anymore. It's done. He's back. Focus on the game, and that's important. And Cristiano is involved in the squad tomorrow.
On now to Danny Murphy, questioning why none of Riyad Mahrez's Man City teammates considered taking the ball off him, given his awful penalty record after missing against Dortmund, and why he could learn from Ivan Toney's spot kick style. Incidentally, had of course someone gone up to Riyad Mahrez and taken the ball and missed it, it would be, here's Danny Murphy, questioning why one of Riyad Mahrez's Man City teammates took the ball off him, only to go and miss a penalty.
Can he score this one? Riyad Mahrez, left footed, saved by the diving Cobalt. And that's another one that Riyad Mahrez has missed.
Why Mahrez was allowed to take it is bizarre. I mean, he's missed, I think that's 3 out of 4 now, but 2 out of 3, and they've got enough good quality players there for someone on the pitch to say, no chance are you taking it.
No, you have, I mean, him of all people? He's missed 10 out of 32 in his career, but he's missed 3 of the last four.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The players they've got on the pitch.
A chance for Ivan Toney from the penalty spot to put them ahead. Steps up, Pickford doesn't even move. It's into the bottom left-hand corner. Ivan Toney scores.
His technique is quite unique and only been done by a few players.
They can't pick him though, can they?
Mendieta used to do it, and at Cantona. And what he does is he looks at the keeper the whole time and doesn't look at the ball. Normally when you kick a football, you will look at the ball as you kick it, for obvious reasons, to help you coordinate, make sure you don't miss it. When you take a penalty, I used to look at the keeper till the last second, then I would put my head down to make sure I got the contact on the ball. It just enabled me to see if the keeper went early. If you run up to the ball and don't look at the ball, you are taking a risk that you miss the contact, the part of the ball that you want to hit. He's got a wonderful belief in himself. So if you slow-mo his penalty technique, he won't run up to the ball too quick because he wouldn't be able to look at the keeper. He'd have to look down. He goes up to the ball nice and slow, and that allows him to look at the goalkeeper without looking at the ball.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Over now to the T20, or T-T, if you want to call it, and the World Cup in Australia. Not literally, we're not going. This is not like a journey I'm taking you on. Here's Niall O'Brien, Irish cricket legend, reflecting on their incredible victory over England at the MCG. Some call it incredible, I call it an utter embarrassment.
This is a significant win, really, because this team, the Irish team, a lot of young players, 21, 22, 23-year-old kids, really, who are learning on the fly, haven't got the opportunity to play county cricket now as a local, like myself and Ed Joyce, etc., had in previous years. We could play as local players. So county cricket was our schooling, our finishing school for want of a better expression, but these guys are learning on the job a little bit, so it makes it very, very special, very sweet.
Do you think, though, that Duckworth-Lewis, shouldn't bother in 2020? It never works. It's always unfair. It never works. You just think, all right, if it's rained off, give them 1 point each. I just think it works so much better on the longer game. It just doesn't work.
To be fair, he did say that before today's game.
We
had a row with Duckworth, and he had a row with Duckworth and Lewis about it, and they weren't having it either. But, I mean, it doesn't work as well, does it?
Listen, I love Duckworth-Lewis today. Absolutely.
Today's
your two best players, Tony O'Duckworth and Brendan O'Lewis. Tremendous.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on Talk About wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bed, where one of our guests will be for 45 minutes, Roberto Martinez, the Belgian manager, so make sure you join us for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin Talks for Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you got to do. Until then, thanks for this. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.